Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, president of the City County Council. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
All right, welcome back. Here in Indianapolis and Marion County, all of the countywide offices, things like prosecutor and sheriff and assessor and auditor and recorder of deeds, along with county treasurer, and a couple of the other countywide offices are all held by Democrats. And so that means the other party is trying to get at least one, and the Democrats are trying to hold on to what they got. And one of those positions is a position that you notice on your ballot, and you don't know what it is. Some people think that Marion County Recorder is the person that operates the weekly African-American newspaper. Others hear the word recorder of deeds, and they think that's the person that keeps a check on whether you have been naughty or nice for Santa Claus. But in terms of property and who owns the property and public records related to property, recorder of deeds is a critical position, and it is a position that exists in all 92 Indiana counties. Kate Sweeney Bell is the Democratic candidate for Marion County Recorder of Deeds. She joins us live. We were scheduled to have Julie Voorhees, who is running for Marion County Auditor, but she became ill. She's doing all right, but you know, when the temperature goes from 80 to 50 to 40 to 60 again, the bug hits you. So she's kind of recuperating, and hopefully we'll also hear from Joseph O'Connor. He is currently the Marion County Assessor. That's the person that assesses all the property in Marion County. He is unopposed because you have to have a special set of education to be Marion County Assessor, and the other parties couldn't find someone to meet those criteria. So that's the situation. With that, we welcome Kate Sweeney Bell. Welcome.
Thank you, Amos. I'm happy to be here.
So why are you running?
I'm running because Marion County Recorder is not such a sexy position. It's not a sexy job. You don't put people in jail. You don't protect voting rights. But it's an important job, and I know I can do it well.
What kind of background and experience would you bring to the office if elected? This is an open seat, so the current recorder of deeds is Julie Voorhees, who's running for auditor. What do you bring to the job? What kind of background and experience?
I'm a former small business owner. Mm-hmm. I have worked in the private and public sectors for longer than I would like to admit. I believe in technology and what it can do and what it offers people. And Julie Voorhees has done a great job improving the technology of the office, and I'd like to build on that. There are records going back to the 1800s in the Marion County Recorder's office. And I think that they should be digitized, and I think that they should be accessible to anyone who wants to look at them.
So what does the Recorder of Deeds do? What is the responsibility? Is it keeping all that you mentioned there's deeds back in the 1800s? You mean to tell me that even though somebody had property back in the day and they sold it to somebody, the deed still hangs around in somebody's office or on microfilm or something?
That's right. Records that a friend of mine said that land is forever. And it's true. You can build something and tear it down and do it repeatedly. And if you want to know the owner history or what was there before, you go to the recorder's office.
So this is sort of like the genealogy of property in this county.
Exactly. The land librarian, if you will.
Do people recognize that? So if people are listening right now and they would like to know who lived on that property before they did, how that property became to be property after it was like an open field back in the day, they could find that information out in the recorder's office?
Yes.
See the things that we're learning.
Oh, yeah. Here's something else that the recorder's office keeps track of, discharges from military service.
Wait. Why would the Recorder of Deeds keep track of discharges from our military?
Well, the Recorder's Office does not just keep track of deeds.
Okay, what else?
They you can file pretty much anything you want in the recorder's office. Mm-hmm. You can, as long as the margins are right and you've got the filing fee, which is $14.50 for the first page, mm-hmm. I found out. You have mechanics liens. If somebody owns a contracting company and they don't get paid, they can file a lien against a property owner.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has a judgment in Marion County, they've won. A judge has awarded them.
If they got something in small claims court or in circuit court, then, hey, you know, I'm suing you for $10, and the judge said, they owe you the $10. That's where you put the documents for that?
Exactly.
To go against the land.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See the things we're learning. Does this also document if land used to be owned by a nonprofit and then they sold it and it's a for-profit owns it, or it was for-profit and then a nonprofit owns it?
It will have, the recorder's office has a history of all ownership of properties, of parcels.
How much of the information is now stored electronically, and how much of it is still in probably big, huge books?
That is a wonderful question. I have gone to visit the recorder's office. I've filed things there myself. You can file a doing business as, a DBA. That's
okay.
That's where you file it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some books that are still available. The big red leather-bound books that had handwritten notations of property. Some of them, unfortunately, have been destroyed. I don't know how many. But Julie Voorhees has worked very hard to update the office and bring it into the 21st century.
On the assumption that the person that's in the office now, the incumbent recorder, has done all of this, what would you do to enhance that, or anything you would do differently?
There are still a lot of records that need to be updated, and I like a project.
Okay.
And that's a big project.
Hmm. I'm looking down here at the type of things that are there. They include powers of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Things to measure on what the right-of-way of a state highway is?
There's a lot more to it. But again, it's not, to many people, it's not very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to everyone.
I'm also looking at, it has the maps of where the electric lines are, the phone lines are, the cable lines are.
Mm-hmm. There is so much information that the recorder's office has it's public record.
Is this something where people listening don't realize all that's there and the kinds of information that is available? And then the other thing is, should there be some privacy concerns in terms of what's on some of that information? Because, you know, everybody's kind of nervous about, you know, information stored in privacy.
Certain records are not available to the public. The military discharge records are not all available. If there are Social Security numbers that are on forms that are being submitted, they're supposed to be redacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the current clerks in the recorder's office do everything in their power to make sure that the information that is available to the public is supposed to be made available.
When a person takes out a power of attorney in Marion County, is that document required to be filed at the recorder of deeds office?
I don't know that it's required to be. That's something that somebody should ask their attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to, they can file it.
239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We're talking with Kate Sweeney Bell. She is the Democratic candidate for Recorder of Deeds. Now, you're also the person on the ticket. It is the least sexy of the countywide offices. So both of you and the Republican candidate that are running for this, you're considered the measure of how many people may vote the Democratic ticket, how many people vote the Republican ticket. So obviously you're out there knocking on doors and going to different events in the community. As you're going around the county, are people taking the attitude of, oh, there's an election? We thought the election is next year for mayor. Is there enthusiasm? Is there boredom? Or do you have to wake people when you go and speak to people? Do they fall asleep because they're not concerned about this year's election?
I will tell you that there are a lot of people who do not know who I am, and they do not know what the recorder's office does. I'm trying to educate as many people as possible. But my message is, for the voters out there, in particular the Democrats, to get out and vote. The Republicans are hoping that Democrats won't come out, and I, for one, certainly don't want a Tea Party Marion County controlled anything.
Mm-hmm. 239-1310, we go to the phones, and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Just a quick question. What are some of the fees to get some of the documents you're talking about at the recorder?
That is a good question. There are requirements that have to be made, certain margins on the forms. These are for all the different stamps that are applied to the documents. But the first page for a document is $14.50, mm-hmm. and each page thereafter is $3.
That's to make copies of, them.
That's to file it.
Oh, that's to file it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wanted a copy, is there a different price for that?
I don't know what the recorder charges right now.
Okay. Now, I do know on the website there's like a calculator to calculate the fee. So that means fees are different for different things.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, for example, I said I wanted to, I just told it I wanted a page of a deed, of a mortgage, and it told me it would cost me $21.50. Where does that money go? Does that mean that those fees collected operate the recorder's office so you don't use a lot of our tax dollars?
Exactly.
Really?
Yes. A lot of the fees that are collected go to, some of them go to the general fund. Mm-hmm. There's a perpetuation fund. These are things I want to learn a lot more about.
A perpetuation fund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sounds good.
In terms of, are there a lot of people that work there? Is this a people intensive office, or is it more recording the information on microfilm, microfiche, electronic, those kind of things?
It is. There are 25 to 30 people who mm-hmm. work in the recorder's office at any time,
mm-hmm.
Give or take.
Right.
It's not like the clerk's office that has hundreds or the sheriff's office that has hundreds.
Mm-hmm. So this is more a smaller office in
yes.
terms of people, in terms of the impact on taxpayers.
Exactly. Well, the impact is not very great. As I said, it's mostly fee generated.
Hmm. Are the documents stored safely?
Well, there's a vault I found out
okay.
when I went to visit,
right?
And which raised my curiosity, and it didn't make me feel like Geraldo Rivera, but I want to know what's in that vault.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not one of those vaults; it's
right.
probably a storage facility. But I want all of the records there.
Mm-hmm.
to be available to the public, and I want to know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to answer everybody's question.
239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoon's Names. We're talking with Kate Sweeney Bell. She is the Democratic candidate for Marion County Recorder of Deeds. Are some of these documents something that can, if there is, after somebody passes away, and there's a question of who owns the property or who owns title to the property, that's where that information could be found in the recorder's office?
Yes, indeed. The most likely it would start out in the circuit court, probate mm-hmm. division, and the lawyers who represent the families could go. Well, it doesn't even have to be their lawyer. It
right.
could be the family member themselves who could go to do the land research.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that is in the recorder's office, the technical term is plats, but that's basically a map
mm-hmm.
of a block or a subdivision that also outlines the boundaries of a person's property. And occasionally on this program, we get people call up and they got a dispute because the tree of the neighbor, the tree is overhanging the property, and what happens? Is this the office where people would go to get a map of what their actual size and location of their property and property lines are?
They could get a map. They could get a map, but
right.
the surveyor's office.
The surveyor's
is the one who
okay.
who does the staking and can give them a to the
Right.
Probably quarter inch what the property line is.
Is this also an office where if you're trying to purchase real estate and maybe you're not going through a realtor, you're trying to do it all yourself, where you need to go to make sure that that property is free and clear, that nobody has a lien on it?
That is one of the places. There are probably more. I wouldn't mm-hmm. say
right.
definitively that this is the only place to check, but it is one place to check.
In terms of, as you, we talked earlier about the mood of voters, as you go out, do you sense that people are going to start to come around and realize there's an election this year and not, because a lot of what is being discussed in the media and the chatter are issues that have to do with next year, not necessarily this year. Is there a concern that we're talking too much about pre-K, which is now a next year issue, and not talking about how we're going to govern this, the people that are being elected this year to govern this county?
It depends on the group. Mm-hmm. There are, I think that the antipathy that yeah. I have seen in part is, due to, people don't really know that this election is coming up and what it's about, but they're going to find out because there are candidates who will, I'm sure, be on TV, and there will be candidates sending mail and political parties sending mail, and it won't be for lack of people who are running for office trying to get voter engagement and involvement.
Let me go back to the fees a minute, and this is something that I also want to ask the other candidates that are running. Given the economic data that came out last week about Marion County, that incomes are stagnant, that overall, that poverty continues to increase in this city, that the number, the percentage of homeowners continues to decline, even though the percentage of single-family homes continues to be steady, which means we're increasing the number of people who are renting a single-family home. Given those economic pressures, do we need to worry about the cost of the fees in the recorder's office? And maybe look at, is this, you know, something to, could the fees be lower temporarily while, you know, people are hurting? Because if all of a sudden somebody's saying, well, maybe it'd be a good idea to check whether I have liens, but when they add up what it would cost, well, maybe that's groceries for this week. Maybe I need to hold this off for a bit.
It's certainly something to consider. I think that, when the mayor and certain members of the city council are talking about, getting rid of a local homestead credit, mm-hmm. that maybe that should be reconsidered, because there are people who count on that money,
yeah,
count on the $50 or the $100 for a year. Yeah. That is money for groceries. That is money for prescriptions. You're not going to give up your blood pressure medicine. So no, I don't think so.
Let me go to Stephanie at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi,
Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Okay. What's up?
I have a question for Ms. Sweeney Bell.
She's right here.
Say, for instance, say James E. Stewart or John Doe. Someone records something on their record at the recorder's office, and it's really not them. Is there a way that they can get that removed they prove that it's not them, per se?
That is a great, that's why we have the smartest talk show audience in the world. If somebody goes in and examines one of these documents that's in your office and they discover an error of fact and it's something that they can bring in evidence and prove that's an error, how does that happen? How do you handle
it? It's gotta go through the courts.
They have to go through, they would have to file, they would have to file a lawsuit against the person that prepared that document.
That's one avenue that they could take. They could also talk to a lawyer to see what other avenue that is available to them.
In this whole situation of identity theft and false identity, is it something that property owners, whether they are business property owners or residential, should maybe, if they've never seen their deed or whatever, they need to look at it?
It's always a good idea to know what you own.
Uh-huh.
Always.
See, Stephanie, I would never thought I appreciate that. Let me get 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name is How do you feel about the election? You got a good feel, bad feel? You nervous? You apprehensive? You don't know?
I'm excited.
You are.
I've been doing Democrat politics since my grandfather dragged me around in a wagon registering voters when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I've worked for the county party. I've worked for the state party. I've worked for the governor. I work in a township right now. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they used to have the machines where you'd pull the lever and right. The curtain would close behind you.
Right.
It's one of my favorite sounds.
Mm.
Using a Scantron and feeding a...
Given all of the national publicity that occurred in Ferguson, Missouri, not necessarily the incident in Ferguson, but the fact that most of the residents of that town didn't vote in local elections... And so they got a government that was not representative of the people in that town. How important is that lesson of Ferguson in that, yes, presidential elections are important, but so are local elections, whether they're for county offices, school board, township, or what have you?
Vital. It's vital. I hope that it helps voters wake up to say, we need to know who we're electing and who is choosing the different people who are going to make decisions on our behalf.
One of the things that listeners bring up with candidates is, okay, we vote for you, but after that, we don't see you for 4 years. If you're elected, how will Kate Sweeney Bell get back out into the community and just kind of let people know, you know, hey, I'm here, come see me? Have you thought about that if you win?
I have. If the voters find favor with me, the recorder's office, there's a lot of work to do. It is important, like I said, but it can also be a platform to let people know what is available to them and what their public servants can do for them. Because if I do get elected, I will work for 750,000 or so people, even if it's not that many who vote to elect me.
Hmm. And is it also letting people know, because I'm looking at all the different things that are filed in the recorder's office, whether you have a trust for your family or your kids or your survivors, all kinds of liens, federal, state, lower, sewer liens, the copies of your mortgage. If the city had an order to hold on to your property because you didn't pay something or released it, all of that, is there covenants on property? Is it also, from a historical standpoint, if a property had those covenants that said, we don't want women living here, we don't want people of a certain religion living here, we don't want people of a certain race to live here, do those still exist so students could go back or somebody doing a doctoral study or maybe African Americans could discover that the house they live in used to be in a neighborhood that wouldn't let you live there?
If it was recorded, it is there. There, you might need some digging, and there are people who are there who will help you research those records. They will not do it for you, but they will show you how to do it.
So this is like genealogy of property.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes.
Really?
It's very interesting to me, but I know more about it than I ever have because I'm running for it.
Mm. And so that's giving you that passion to understand that.
I like to know how things work,
okay.
Government being one of them. And this is something that is exciting for me.
Kate Sweeney Bell, our standard closing question with all candidates. If people want more information about your campaign, you are the Democratic candidate for Marion County Recorder. How do they get a hold of you?
They can go to my website. It's www.katesweeneybell.com.
All one word, www.katesweeney, that's S-W-E-E-N-E-Y, bell.com. And, of course, they're telling me this is National Voter Registration Day, so it's an opportunity where people need to go to indianavoters.com and update their voter registration. Because if you do it online, then you don't have to worry about somebody losing the form. It's there automatically. You print out a receipt. and then you got proof that they've locked you in the statewide computer, and you can do that at the library, you can do that on a computer, you can tell your kids to pull it up on their smartphone or have your, it's 24/7 as well.
And if you are uncomfortable going online, you could always call, the voter registration main line at 327-5040.
327-5040.
Or you could call the election board at 327-VOTE. That's 8683.
Kate Sweeney Bell is the Democratic candidate for Marion County Recorder of Deeds and all other kinds of great documents. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Amos.